Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The DH, Bob Watson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dave McAmire. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAmire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. Watson moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Watson scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave McAmire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAmire hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. Kemp moves to third. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Allinson bunts towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burleson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave McAmire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAmire is 0-for-1 in the game. McAmire hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAmire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice strikes out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAmire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. 1 out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. 2 outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Allinson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 3 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAmare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. 1 out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dave McAmare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAmare is 0 for 2 in the game. McAmare hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynn is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Campbell now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kemp. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Kemp steals second. Lynn Jones pinch runs for Steve Kemp. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jones moves to third. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Drago now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish is hit by the pitch. Thompson moves to second. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones scores. Thompson scores. Parrish moves to third. It's 5-4, Tigers. Bob Stanley now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Summers moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Jones now playing left field. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Gary Allinson. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.